And I did look up, I'll be very honest, I looked up the definition of an entrepreneur on Google. we have the head of Google here, right? So, just on stage. So I looked it up on Google, and I realized that being a mother is very similar to being an entrepreneur. Because you set up a system, which is a family, and you invest, you take risks, and you actually have the most important job of rearing up the future of not your family or not of an individual, but of the entire world. And that is a very tough and a very risky job to do. So for me, all mothers are entrepreneurs. On the Miss World stage, in my top five round, I remember when I was, I didn't know what was happening that day. It just felt like another rehearsal to me. And the moment I reached to top 10, that is when I saw my parents, I saw my family in the crowd, because I was trying to spot them the whole while. And they were coming down to give an interview. And at that moment, I knew it. I knew I was going to do something great tonight. And the moment I reached to top five, I remember someone telling me that, you know, it's all right what happens tonight. Don't be nervous, because you've come to top five and you've made history. You are the top five in Miss World 2017, which is a big, big, big thing, because coming from a girl who, like, being a girl who never really wore heels or who never knew how to even apply an eyeliner, it was a very big deal for me to be out there. But the moment I saw my parents and I saw how proud they were of me, I knew that even if I don't walk out with the crown, I knew I was going to be a winner tonight. And that's how my answer came at that moment. And believe me, had you asked me anything, even if you would have asked me who's the president of India, I would have said mom, because I was so emotional that time. But definitely mothers do deserve the high salaries, because, like I just said, you know, they are... I remember one thing from my economics book is that humans are the largest resource. And, I mean, mothers are taking care of that resource of the largest capital any country can have, which is human capital. So, going away from that, I think we all know, for me, my mother is a superwoman, and she's a working mom. She's a neurochemist, so very disciplined in life. But at the same time, she's the most compassionate, the kindest woman that I've ever known. She's not only my mom, she's my best friend. She is my role model. She's someone I've looked up to growing up, and she's my guardian angel, my Durga Ma, I call her. And I know that she lets me take decisions. She lets me make all kinds of mistakes. And when I come home, I know that even if I might not at that moment think that I've won. For that moment, I might think it's a failure, but, you know, she's there for me when I come back home.